I think the FFT conference has been invaluable for us in focusing the mind. So a few months ago, we sort of looked through all our operations, what are we doing, through the lens of FFT, and said, what should we be doing different? What can we do better? One was we felt, working in the numbers, we could lend more to lower income countries. We lend at 0% for a 10-year term as our normal form of lending to countries, to poor countries. And so that was one plan. The second side was to say, well, where can we deliver more sort of value through our policy advice, our technical assistance, our training, our capacity building? And I think we came up with three core areas there. One is domestic revenue mobilization, which is really a polite word for tax collection. A second idea was to say there are areas that we've traditionally not mainstreamed into our work. Equity inclusion was one core idea. It's pretty clear from the development experience in Africa over the last 15 years that many countries are doing well, but that doesn't mean everybody's doing well. A second is climate change, obviously a big issue for this year. We're not climate experts, we're not specialists in that regard, but the area we are specialists in is taxation. So issues of carbon pricing, of how to appropriately tax carbon, that's become a focal point of our work.
Thanks. Just a short follow-up question on loan availability. You're saying that you decided to lend more to the least developing countries. Is loan still the relevant solution for developing countries? How do you make sure it's sustainable debt?
Two answers there. One, actually, aside, when we say low-income countries, we mean about 70 countries. Least developed is a much smaller group. So countries like Nigeria would still be a low-income country, for example, although it's certainly not a least developed country. The IMF doesn't have resources, doesn't have grant capacity, just has the ability to lend at subsidized interest at concessional rates. As I said, it's zero. So you're right, a loan is a loan. The bad news is you have to repay it at some point in time. One of the things that we've been doing for the last 10 years with the World Bank is every year we do debt sustainability assessments for countries, which is a medium-term look at what's the outlook for public debt and external debt over a period of time. And we assess risk. Is it high risk? Is it low risk? Is it moderate risk? And so we keep a really strong eye on the medium term. Something I think people didn't do in the 80s and 90s, which is one of the factors that actually led to the low-income countries' problems that eventually led to debt relief, but a very painful debt relief process that lasted 15 years. Nobody wants to see it again, least of all the low-income countries who suffered through the period. So we keep a very close eye on debt accumulation.
Thanks. So that's your value added, definitely. And another solution you've been talking about is domestic resource mobilization. Can you explain us concretely in simple terms, why is it important for countries to increase their capacity to improve domestic resource mobilization?
There's only so much amount of aid countries can rely on. And indeed, often you can't rely on aid in the sense of relying on certain amounts every single year. It goes up, it goes down. So it's not so reliable. At the end of the day, a state operates on the basis of its own revenue collection. And a developmentally oriented state, a state that actually wants to promote development through infrastructure, health, education spending, needs to raise most of the money itself. So we talk about revenue mobilization, we mean how to tax more effectively. Tax rates are very low in many low-income countries. They could easily be increased. Raising revenues doesn't necessarily mean you're trying to go out into the rural areas and tax people heavily. It actually means taxing the better off in the society and also taxing companies, both domestic and foreign, more effectively.
So that's why the IMF is supporting and helping countries to do, improve the way they are raising tax.
Absolutely. It's an area with strong expertise in, and I have been working with developing countries for 20, 30 years. So we're giving more emphasis to extractive industries than we used to. A realization that the amounts of money involved in tax arrangements in the natural resources industry is really huge. Really big, because you know, you give a tax deal or a tax arrangement over 15 years and the profits associated with the natural resource can be huge. So if you have a bad tax deal, bad structured deal, the country is not getting that much out of the resources. A well-structured tax regime, the country gains, in a sense, gains what it's entitled to from the natural resources. It's a real high priority.